Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this was a very different Aaron Rodgers yesterday showing up to Pittsburgh. I'll tell you why. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Good morning, Pearl. How you doing?
I'm great. What was different? This is Aaron Rodgers as usual.
Yeah, it felt different to me.
In the sense that he's always weird.
Yeah, well, just wait 5 minutes. But this one felt a little different to me because, you know, very stark contrast, in my opinion, of when he arrived with the Jets. Okay, he arrived with the Jets and he said, boy, that Lombardi trophy from 1969 season is looking a little lonely. He was going back-to-back nights Madison Square Garden. He was gallivanting, you know, went to the Tonys, the Broadway Awards. He was at every major restaurant. You know, if you're tracking this stuff and if you're in this city like we happen to be, you really got the TikTok of everywhere Aaron Rodgers was, and he was everywhere. And he came in sort of talking tough, like, hey, this is an organization that doesn't really know about winning, and I'm here to show you the way. I got none of that from him yesterday. The media did a great job. They tried to ask him about expectations and all of that. He didn't bite on any of it, and not even like in a stiff arm way. It felt like in a pretty, I can never tell with Rodgers. I think he's being genuine that he doesn't feel, maybe because the Steelers actually have a history and a tradition that's more aligned with the Packers than it is with the Jets, obviously, that he doesn't have to do as much. He doesn't have to be as big of a figure. Now, again, let's wait 5 minutes. This could all change. But yesterday I felt like I got a guy who came in and was pretty low key for an Aaron Rodgers.
Now, I agree with all that. Yeah. Although, what struck me yesterday was that it seemed like they had this plan all along. Like, we just wasted 3 months wondering about Aaron Rodgers, whether he'd be there. Didn't you get the sense like, oh, they set this up in the spring? Like, it didn't feel like, hey, we got Aaron Rodgers last week. I got a vibe. It's like, oh, this has been the plan all along. It just, and maybe that's the way he talked, but I felt like, oh, they did exactly what they thought they were going to do this offseason. They got Aaron Rodgers. They knew he was going to come now. It just felt like, and I think this is akin to what you're saying, there was no drama. No one's like, wow, we got Aaron Rodgers last week. Nobody is acting like they just signed him. Everyone's acting like he's been part of the plan forever. So I think, and to his credit, he just, when he was asked questions, he said, I'm here because I love Mike Tomlin. Like, he kind of low-keyed the whole thing in the sense that, I don't know, it just felt drama-free, which is similar to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know what, and I look at the whole Steelers offseason, I'm like, oh, they did have a plan.
Yeah, I don't know if the plan's great, though. Yeah,
but you will admit, like, they probably knew in March that this was happening.
So, okay, I don't know if I can follow you all the way there. I do think that there was always, and I'll believe, just take it, I guess, face value what they're saying, that there was always something else going on in Rodgers' personal life. Now, we found out there was a couple things going on in his personal life. One very serious, and it seemed like very dire at some point, that maybe has turned the corner with some people in his life who are dealing with illnesses. And then we got some other surprises as well. First, let's hear Rodgers, though. Manny, can I hear cut five? Signing with the Steelers.
No.
Not just about the ego, guys. It's about the soul.
I don't need it. For my ego, I don't need it to keep playing. a lot of decisions that I've made over my career and life from strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for my soul. And I felt like being here with Coach T and the guys that got here and the opportunity here was the best for me. And I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, listen, I'm not that introspective, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I can identify what I'm doing for my soul.
No.
Like, I don't know how to, like, what am I here today with you guys for my soul? I don't.
I said, you don't know me. And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly.
I think I'm here because this is fun and we get to do this cool thing for a living. Are
you never
here
thought
for
about
soul?
How your ego dictates your actions?
I like to check my ego at times, but I don't know about my soul. Like,
no.
What do you, what move in your life do you make for your soul?
Well, I think he's saying, like, this is, I understand what he's saying. I think maybe you do too. Like, he's not saying, like, I need this to, like, get my legacy to a certain point so everybody says nice things about me. That's what, or, you know, a lot of people said he's coming here because it ended so poorly with the Jets that he needs to land on a good spot. He's trying to, consistent with what you said, low-key this whole thing. Mm. And being like, I'm not here to prove everyone that last year was a fluke and the year before that. I'm here because
I want to be,
and it's something that's, like, really important. I kind of, you know, I understand. I would never retire if I was an athlete because you can never replace that, yeah, that high. So he's like, I'm not here to just prove something. I'm here because playing football is what I do. I kind of get that. I don't know if I believe him, mm, you know, because I do think, like, he's a little worried about his legacy after the Jets. But, yeah, I at least I understand that. It's a little fancy for quarterback talk, but you kind of, did you know what he meant by that? Or you were just laughing too hard with the verbiage?
Well, sometimes I just, you know, it's just, that's not my world, you know, or I don't know if I speak in terms like that. So I'm like, well, you're doing this because you're a football player and this is what you know. And is that what's good for your soul? Fine. But we also got some news here. Now, Rodgers always has the ability to surprise us. So he was asked about the fact that he's wearing a ring on his left finger. It turns out, hey, he's married.
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
Big shout out to all the women backing up the fellas.
No follow up. Who are you married to? I think it's Brittany with an I, as
you
we
know,
were called.
I live kind of a quiet life.
From the Pat McAfee show a couple months ago, and everyone on our show, all the men were very intimidated by women who spell their Brittany's, who spell their name with an I. Apparently, it's a different subset of Brittany's. Too hard to handle, and a lot of joie de vivre. Very intimidating,
yeah,
group. But this is, oh, the other part where I think Rodgers was low-keying this thing, because it's not like Rodgers has dated a bunch of anonymous people before, right? A bunch of, you know, just next-door neighbors. It was Danica Patrick, Shailene Woodley, Olivia Munn. I mean, he's got a track record of some of the most famous women we know.
Right.
And so the idea that he quietly got married a couple months ago, I have a thought on who it,
yeah,
might be. But the fact that he got quiet, I think he was trying to send this message. It's like domesticity, not, you know, settled.
Yeah.
This is a new Aaron Rodgers era that, again, all falls in with the just sort of low key. I'm just curious if people are buying it at 888-710.
Don't you think it's also he was so mad about people looking into his family life and the fact that he cut off his parents. He was so furious about that. He's like, I'm never giving anybody anything about my personal life anymore. Because if you watch that documentary, he's like, he was really, really upset about how people were diving into that story. Probably our buddy Ian O'Connor wrote that book,
yep,
about him. I don't think he liked any of that. So now I think he's taking it to an extreme. You're getting zero about my personal life.
Right.
Which, by the way,
more actresses,
for now.
Yeah, no more.
For now.
Race car drivers.
Yeah, no, I just think that he's like, I'm not going to tell you anything about what's going on. No matter who it is, you're not going to find it. I think he was really burned. I know Danica Patrick said some mean things about him. Not mean things. She says she was abused.
Emotionally. Olivia
abused.
Munn said the same thing.
Why, yeah.
That these are tough relationships. I know.
Yeah, but I mean, that being said, these are famous women too. I'm not sure that. I mean, Olivia Munn, I've heard, was tough in that relationship too.
Listen, it's a lot.
She was super famous.
It was just, I think what you're trying to say is not assigning blame. It's just that these are super famous people who had obviously complicated relationships, and now it's spilling out of the public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My point is, like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't like any of that. I'm sure he's mad about that. So I think he's like a little kid saying, I'm not giving you anything anymore.
I
think he's like, I'm going to my room with my personal life, and you're never going to get a hint of that anymore.
Like, was there a wedding? Were teammates invited? I mean,
Don't be a freaking weirdo.
They just get married by some shaman in Costa Rica somewhere?
Also was, you know, often this happens. I'm just going to wildly speculate. Maybe she's pregnant.
Oh, possible.
Well, did that jump to anyone's mind?
It did not. But what did jump to my mind is we don't know who this person is. But I remember in the documentary watching the scenes where he goes to Costa Rica and he documents him on this ayahuasca trip, yeah. Right? And there is a woman there who's very pretty who gets a couple. She's not interviewed, but there's a couple flashes of her on camera.
You mean the ayahuasca assistant? The super hot ayahuasca assistant?
Was she the assistant? Well, she was in the circle.
Well, one of the people who helped with the... She was one of the people with the group that gave ayahuasca, right?
I can't remember what her role was, but I remember seeing this really beautiful-looking woman on camera, and I was like, huh.
Not the woman who was on the plane.
Not the woman rubbing his feet on the plane.
Was also pretty.
I don't think it's her. I think it's the woman doing the... I think you have to... If you're into ayahuasca like Rogers, I think you got to find somebody who's on your same plane. No?
I mean, it could be.
It might be helpful.
I have no idea. I know the scene you're talking about very well. I think a lot of people, whoa, I want to go do ayahuasca with her.
Suddenly the ayahuasca is looking a little more interesting. I don't know if that was Brittany with
I heard a great description of ayahuasca the other day. Some Hollywood podcast was like, yeah, people come back from ayahuasca trips and say they're completely changed. And 3 months later, they're always the same exact person. What's the ayahuasca system? So I think that seems more like an ayahuasca fling to me.
Maybe this was extended. The acid talking.
I don't know. So, listen, it's like you meeting somebody at Mardi Gras or Coachella or something, or,
Burning Man.
It feels great for a week and you're related to it, but do you marry that woman? No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe Rogers did. You could be right.
It's the best theory I've heard. But what about Brittany with an eye?
It's her.
I think that's Brittany with an eye. That's not Brittany with an eye. Her name was not Brittany with an eye.
Dude, it could have been.
I thought she was, what country was this in?
Costa Rica.
Yeah, I thought she worked for the ayahuasca company.
We're making some wild, we're taking some wild speculation here. But, you know, listen, in the absence of any kind of information, we're filling in some gaps.
Oh, I so funny. I thought she worked with the shaman. Yeah, I...
This is, Perloff just equated going on an ayahuasca trip to the person who studies abroad in Barcelona and comes back saying it Barcelona.
I think it's more like, yeah, totally. It's, you know, it's like any self-help movement. It's hard to stick. And Aaron Rodgers has tried a lot. The guy's a searcher. I'll give him that. Yeah, I don't know if it's that one, but that'd be great. That'd be a great call by you.
And then we get the reality TV show of them starting their lives together. And EJ just aside. Oh, he's not your problem anymore. Rogers, he's not a Jet anymore.
Rogers will get bored of ayahuasca.
As long as I work on the show, he's going to be my problem.
Yeah. Welcome to sports. Has
Aaron Rodgers stuck with one thing for more than 3 years? There's no way that he's...
Randall Cobb.
He'll have a whole new thing. A whole new drug, a whole new system of something.
Maybe.
Probably politics. I would think politics, podcasting. He's going to find a new ayahuasca.
Yeah, apparently politics must be a different kind of drug. Doesn't appeal to me. But I think that, if it is the woman who is doing ayahuasca there, whether she was assistant or not, I'm seeing a line of health and wellness, a podcast. I'm seeing a line of books, merch, tours. I mean, they can preside over some kind of ayahuasca empire.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't see that. I feel like he's already bored of ayahuasca. I heard him talking about it the other day. He's like, yeah, I'd like to go every year, but I don't know. I feel like that gets boring. But you got to throw up.
Oh, yeah. It sounds awful. Kevin is in our chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. I think Aaron Rodgers is changing. See,
he's always changing.
Well, that's true. And so you and Kevin maybe are onto something here, but I think that was intended to be the biggest takeaway. With Rodgers, your eyebrows always up a little bit. Like, am I getting sold something? Is this really him? Is this just him for now? And 5 minutes later, it's going to change. But there was definitely a concerted effort to give a different vibe, it felt like, for me. Not walking into the Jets saying, your savior has arrived. That's not what it was. I want to hear one more quote, man, if we can, about Rodgers talking about playing for a historic franchise and the draw to Pittsburgh because of the history.
You know, I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those. There's something special about, obviously, this area. So many great quarterbacks are from Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh has been a part of my career from the beginning. Playing for Mike McCarthy for 13 years.
Yep. And then he goes on and on about how the people in his life from Pittsburgh, and he feels like he's been a Yinzer for a while, like a ceremonial Yinzer for a while. I think maybe he feels potentially right now like he doesn't have to do so much. And maybe the idea when he talks about, I'm not playing for my ego, the Jets could have been a lot of ego because there was a lot of ego stroking that was going on, you know, when he got there. Like, he's here, he's our star, all of that. You're not getting the same vibe with Pittsburgh. So do I still think this whole thing is flawed? Yes. Do I think how the Pittsburgh Steelers have approached this, which is, according to Albert Breer, putting a lot of stock into one game that he played against Jacksonville late in the season. Yeah. This is from Breer's column on Monday, that they loved what they saw in like a week 16 game against Jacksonville. So
is that the one? I actually did not see that quote where he threw to Devontae every time. He's like, yes. I'm not throwing. That was awesome.
Okay.
He looked great. That
so
game.
You're telling me that we got to put some context though. Late in the season,
yeah,
it's December. You get to go to Jacksonville, so it's nice and warm where it's not going to be in Pittsburgh in December or Baltimore or Cincinnati or Cleveland.
Yeah.
And you're throwing to finally Devontae where you guys have known each other forever. That's not what's the relationship with any of the receivers here. And you're playing a Jags team that Trevor Lawrence had already been gone. You're playing against Mac Jones and a lame duck head coach in Doug Peterson who knew he was getting fired. That is not the game. Yeah. To say, wow, that's the one we're going to hold up and say the old Aaron Rodgers is right here. No, it's not.
Well, I can't follow you on the weather because he won four MVPs in Green Bay. But
not lately.
Well,
you know, since the Achilles, since turning 40.
Since COVID, too. It's not that long ago.
I guess. But not
lately, like, not last
since
year.
The Achilles.
Right. But the one thing about that game is he's getting healthier on that Achilles. So I think what you saw at the end of the year was Rodgers moving around. And I was going to wait, but I got to be honest. I hate OTA highlights. I hate minicamp highlights. But seeing Aaron Rodgers run around yesterday, I'm like, oh, okay. He looked pretty solid. He didn't look like he did with the Jets. The dude was limping by week two last season. He didn't look like he was limping last night. So I think they said, all right, he's a little more solid on that leg. And here's the thing. You don't need MVP Aaron Rodgers to be an upgrade for the Steelers. He could just be a B Aaron Rodgers, and that's all they want. I really love what the Steelers are doing. I think that this is the fact that he looks healthy, like they did nothing wrong in this situation. What were they supposed to do? I mean, they got an Aaron Rodgers who, as you mentioned, is talking the right way. It's not being a distraction. They got an Aaron Rodgers who is not limping in practice.
Yeah.
They got an Aaron Rodgers who seems like he wants to be there. I think he likes Pittsburgh. It's like he's from a small town. He's from Chino. Not small town, but he's sort of from it. He's not a big city guy. I think this kind of feels like home to Aaron Rodgers. And I think that this is the best possible thing the Steelers could have done because there's no risk. It's 1 year. What were they supposed to do this offseason? Sign Kirk Cousins? That's your other option. Keep Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? Honestly, he's just as good as those guys. Like, what's your problem? Like, what would you have done differently?
Well, I said I would have kept Fields, but also...
Oh, and then you'd be staring 10-7 down a barrel.
Well, what are you doing here?
I mean, 11-6 or 10-7. But at least, yeah, but Fields you would be committed to, and then you'd be in this limbo forever.
Do they commit? It's 2 years.
Well, I mean, 2 years, honestly.
2 years versus one?
I'd definitely rather have Aaron Rodgers than Justin Fields.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So you got a little different Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if people were really following the press conference bit by bit.
Serendipitous.
But you can just take our word for it. It was different. It was not this big, hey, we're coming here to change a franchise or I'm going to deliver a Super Bowl. It wasn't like that. It was, I'm here because it's good for my soul.
I said, you don't know me.
Yeah, things ended badly with the Jets. To say he didn't want to get that just the bad taste out of his mouth, I think no, of course he did. 888-710-4ISN. We've got a lot of Rodgers. Not just Rodgers himself talking, Pearl, but other people who are going to face him in the division also talking about Aaron Rodgers. Doesn't seem like they're that impressed. Maybe as the shine come off of Rodgers just a little bit. We've got Cowboys news for you well. Who had a 30-minute conversation with Jarrett yesterday on the practice field? We'll tell you that next, M&P.
That's a big llama.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You know what that music means. Cowboy Quickie. Maggie, what is going on in Dallas Cowboy Minicamp?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Pearl. Micah Parsons showing up to the mandatory 3-day minicamp, so that's a good thing. Not going to be participating in drills, but the guys in the building amid this still dicey contract situation.
I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman.
Not anymore. I got Eberflus here, D.C. I'm assuming they've met. But anyway, Micah Parsons-Pearl saying that he and Jerry spoke at length about the contract, even facts and figures, numbers, trying to nail this thing down. However, Micah Parsons saying that the ball is in Jerry's court. He's got to call his agent, David Mulugeta, become a very famous agent, famously Deshaun Watson's agent, so that's where you may have heard of him. But
I don't know his name.
Jerry said he didn't know his name.
I don't know his name.
Power play from Jer. Fell a little flat. But Parsons says it's Jerry. He's the one who's got to make the first call, but this is the ridiculousness underscored of Cowboy World where you can have a good thing happen, which is Micah Parsons shows up, right? Dak Prescott looking healthy. CeeDee Lamb, you made the trade for George Pickens. You can you drafted offensive linemen, which, you know, in the Cowboys, those guys go pretty much straight to the Hall of Fame. You have all these things that you can actually be happy about. And here we are talking about who's going to call who. That's your Cowboy Quickie.
So, Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons spoke for a half hour on the
side. That was yesterday. They did not talk about the contract there. Apparently, they did speak a different time in private where they discussed numbers that they both felt comfortable with.
Can I throw out a theory here?
Sure.
I think Jerry is now, at this point, cosplaying owner. and GM. I don't think that. I think that they're like, let's let Jerry go out there and talk to Mike and make him feel like he has an impact on this. I don't know if the powers that be in Dallas are really letting Jerry control this situation.
Oh, man. So this is like when you give a young kid a video game controller and tell them that they're playing, but it's actually not plugged in?
Because why would, if he's in a negotiation with his star defensive player, are they really going to let Jerry sit there and talk to him for a half hour on the side of the practice field?
It's your damn act.
That's not how a negotiation works. Like, where I'm sure Jerry was saying all sorts of things about building a Super Bowl champion, and like, I think there's a real set of people who are going to do this negotiation probably in August, because that's how the Cowboys do it. I just don't see that Jerry has the iron fist control of this entire situation at age 82.
Well, I mean, they will tell you differently. Micah Parsons says,
of course, they'll tell you differently. That's what you do in this situation.
No, but even Parsons said, right? So he's like, this all comes down to this is a quote from Parsons. That's what it comes down to. I mean, Jerry calling Parsons' agent, quote, he gives the green light. He's the owner. He's pretty much what it takes to get anything done around here. It's up to him. Mm. I mean, that's what the player is saying to the media. So
shut up and let me answer.
I mean, is Parsons in on this cosplay? Like, everyone's propping him up?
No, for some reason, Parsons is playing this game. I think Parsons is just a talker, and he likes to talk to anybody, and Jerry's a talker, and the two of them in the same room, it's like, blah, 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 blah. Mike has always been a talker. He was at Penn State, and he would say more than any college football player. I think you have two big personalities who like to pretend like something's going on, like they're figuring out how to win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys, when we all know exactly what's going to happen here. They're going to let the contract go too long. It's going to be August 27th, and they're going to give him $42 million, and their cap's going to be all screwed up, because that's how the Cowboys do this. And then somebody else will draft a bunch of offensive linemen and keep the team viable. I just don't think that Jerry is doing it. I can't believe that Jerry has a plan here, and that the Cowboys, all those people behind him, are just letting him do this. Do you really think he's running this negotiation?
This probably makes you want to drive your truck into a ditch then, because it's like, what are you doing as a Cowboy fan? You know, hair out here if you really think that this is like, why do you have to tiptoe? Like, other franchises get to run like a business, like a real, and I know the Cowboys are great at business, but like a real football team where you don't have to tiptoe around ancient owners.
I don't know if that's true. I think more teams run like this than
your star pass rusher. I mean, you're just going to play these stupid mind games and who's calling who first and all this BS.
You don't think there's 28 GMs around the league who are trying to figure out how to pretend to make the owners feel impactful when they're not? I think that's a common sports team thing. But I do think if you're going to drive your truck into a ditch now, like, why didn't you do it 8 years ago? Like, what are you waiting for as a Cowboys fan? It's 1995 was the last time you were in the NFC title game. How do you even have a truck?
I don't know. I think it's because there was an idea that maybe Jerry still had the fastball, you're saying, at times.
Well, right. Now, I think history will prove the second he fired Jimmy Johnson, he put himself in a bad position. I really don't think that this is just a Jerry thing. Like you said, Parsons said this is all up to the owner. I do not see Jerry Jones and David Mulligan hashing this out.
Okay. Can I ask you another question? If you think, you said Jerry's cosplaying owner, right? And they let him go out here and do these talks and it doesn't really mean anything. And someone else, Steven, Will McClay, whoever it is behind the scenes, is really getting this done. Why are those guys waiting so long? Like, what, you know, it's the benefits not there. It messes up the cap, screws things up. He only gets more expensive because other people sign. Now, I think all the other pass rushers are pretty much signed at this point, except for T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, what am I talking about? There's two other huge guys out there. Anyway, so what's their rationale for waiting? If they're the smart puppeteers behind the scenes, then what are they waiting for?
Gosh, it's a million-dollar question. I have the $42 million question in this case. I have no idea. Why are you expecting me to explain the unexplainable, Maggie?
You have your theories about Jerry being some kind of, I don't know.
I think that, they definitely, they have these bad habits as a franchise where they wait too long on contracts. We've talked about it many times. I think there's something funny in the structure going on there. I don't think that Jerry Jones is really the GM in the way that he still claims he is.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Got a couple things on the table for you. We've got Aaron Rodgers looking like a new man, egoless and all about playing football for the soul.
And dun, 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 dun.
And married.
Yeah.
Do you want answers, Manny? You want to know who this woman is?
Do not care.
Really?
No, I'm good. The less I know about the guy, the better.
The guy or the girl?
Yep.
See, I think I'm going to call BS on that. I think you want to know what she looks like, maybe even just for a superficial standpoint.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, yeah, maybe just the picture, but I mean, otherwise, I'd look at the picture and just say, huh, all right, and move on with my life.
Can I say, like, that energy that Manny has towards Aaron Rodgers' partner, wife, I assume wife.
Yeah, he said it. They're married.
So I feel like this whole Aaron Rodgers signing with Pittsburgh has been met with a collective shrug. It's kind of weird. When he got to New York, it was like the world was exploding. And now he got to Pittsburgh, everyone's like, ah, it's kind of weird, but whatever.
I think it's because we saw the quality of play in New York and just figured, all right, whatever. It is what it is now.
And also the way it took forever in Pittsburgh, like he was sort of softly signed there. Mm-hmm. And just like, it's
soft
interesting.
Launch.
You started off the show by saying that he's a different Aaron Rodgers, did come in with all the expectations. I think if this was the design to slow play and keep it under the radar, they've actually succeeded pretty well. Like nobody's going to kill the Steelers if this doesn't work. I don't know. I feel like this is a good position for Aaron Rodgers. New York was a bad position. All the expectations of the world. He said he was going to win a Lombardi. Now he comes in here and it's like, well, we just had Russell Wilson. I mean, it can't be worse than that.
Disagree that there's no expectations and disagree that people won't be upset if it doesn't work. Totally. You're but underestimating the reach, the depth of the Steelers fan base and franchise and what they mean.
Which one do they want, though? Do they want it to go badly or
11? No, they want to go well.
Would they rather have 11-7 or 3-14?
I'll tell you, they cannot. They have to win a playoff game at the very minimum.
I think they'll be
going to the playoffs barely with the Duck Hodgeses and the Mason Rudolphs of the world and then have Aaron Rodgers and be like, you know what? Got to the first round, flamed out again. That doesn't look good.
I follow Andrew Filippone, our buddy, Pittsburgh radio host, and he seems to be leading this brigade is we need to rebuild. We do not need another 11-7 season. So I think that actually puts Aaron Rodgers in a can't lose situation. If they're 3-14 and get in the top eight to draft a quarterback, I think Pittsburgh fans would be thrilled. In fact, if we really polled Pittsburgh people, I think at least 40% would rather have a bad losing season than a mediocre 10-7 season.
Okay, so you're not in the raspberry.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you 10-7 or 3-14. You'd rather have 10-7?
Whatever that means for the future, I'm just telling you, if Aaron Rodgers goes 3-14 and if he's healthy and actually playing these games, you don't think that has any impact? You think we all just zippity-doo-dah about our day?
It'd be a big deal, but I think Pittsburgh fans would be kind of excited.
888-710-4ISN. Andrew Bogish is here. You all right this morning?
I just got a little cord tangle I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's a tough. That's a doozy.
Whatever.
Can you muscle through?
Probably. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. How do you do this? I thought this was GM 101. You can't fire a coach without knowing pretty well who you could then hire. But let me introduce you to the New York Knickerbockers. They didn't have to fire Tom Thibodeau, but they did. And about a week later, they've got nobody. The T-Wolves and Rockets reportedly denying permission to speak with Chris Finch and Ime Udoka. And The Athletic says the Mavs will do the same thing if the Knicks put in a formal request for Jason Kidd. That same report says Kidd doesn't want the Knicks anyway, that it's just him simply angling for an extension in Dallas.
Man, using New York to get a contract extension is a story for all seasons, for all teams. It's just a smart thing to do, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's now the Knicks, or any time you get New York involved, just dollar signs, because for the most part, the teams can be really stupidly run. You can play them. You can count on the attention it will all get. And Jason Kidd, this may have been a masterstroke if he actually gets that extension.
And I don't want to steal Pearl's line, but, I mean, he walked in this morning and said the same thing that's been on my mind. Like, who else are the Knicks going to ask?
Yeah, they're waiting for the series to be over.
For a question, to talk to them.
Rick Carlisle and Mark Daigle are next on line.
I think Rick played for the Knicks.
By the way, and the funny thing is, like, the much bigger problem is a roster problem than the – like, I don't. No coach is going to win a title with Kat and Jalen Brunson on defense. So I think you have to make. They have to be focusing on the roster as well as you wait for the coach.
But my second thought after, I'm surprised they did that, was, okay, they must know who they're going to hire. Like, I thought they would have had a guy here by now.
Well,
that maybe it was Kidd, or maybe they knew Jay Wright wanted a coach. Like, that something like that was basically halfway down the road, and that's why they thought it was time to get rid of Tibbs, and instead, they're just sitting in an office making random phone calls to people.
They got a whiteboard up. No, I think that's why you thought that, all right, was this just like an emotional response to losing to the Pacers, or did they actually have, like, was this weeks ago where they wanted to fire Tibbs?
Well, I think the issue is, number one, they had these meetings with these players. These players are telling the owner and the front office the coach stinks. So,
well, some of the – who do we think? Not Brunson.
We keep saying
publicly, not Brunson.
We keep saying not Brunson, but we don't know who was saying what.
Right.
Like Brunson,
well, Brunson's dad could lose his job.
I don't think he's gonna.
I mean, I'm sure he could say, "Hey, keep my dad around," but the coach thinks. I'm sure he could say that. I'm not saying.
I mean, I have read Brunson's job is in jeopardy.
You guys, the captain. How do you're really gonna fire him? It was a thorny situation when they hired him.
Yeah, and there are some players who apparently don't love Rick Brunson either. So I don't know. But what I do know is that there were players who said that, "Hey, we respect this guy, but like he doesn't adjust, he doesn't change, and that's a problem." And Tibbs is not going to adjust and change next year. So I think it would have – maybe they didn't come into it expecting to fire him, but maybe they heard such bad feedback. They're like, you know what? We got to let him go. And we'll swing for the fences for one of these top coaches. If we can't get a top coach, then we'll just hire Johnny Bryant. Yep. I think that's probably what happened. I also think this kid thing is weird.
Yeah, it is.
Because, like, we keep hearing, they're definitely going to reject it. They're definitely going to reject it. They're definitely going to reject it. So, all right, well, then why don't they just reject it? I don't know what's, like, something, somebody is playing somebody. Maybe it's just kid. Maybe this is what we're figuring out, that he just wants a contract extension. But the way they keep yelling about how they definitely don't want to give him up is weird.
Well, so, I think, though, there's nothing to reject technically yet, because the report says the Knicks have not put in the paperwork to whatever it is to talk to him.
Right, but somehow we know Chris Finch and Ime Udoka are a no.
Because they asked. They actually asked those teams to talk to those guys, and the team said no.
Oh, okay.
The Athletic says they haven't asked the Mavs to speak to Kidd yet.
But unlike with Ime and Chris Finch, there were no reporting. There's been very conflicting reporting whether or not Kidd is interested in the Knicks. Some say no, some say yes. With those guys, there's never been a report of those guys having any interest in the Knicks.
Well, I mean,
so this whole thing feels odd.
To be fair, those guys aren't coaching a team where there's a new owner and the GM came in and traded away the franchise player.
Yeah.
You know?
And Kidd had to go out there front and center and talk about it all the time.
All right, guys.
The GM was hiding.
No, Manny's
right.
You'll
do it.
Manny's right.
Fine, I'll be the head coach of the Knicks.
Wait, I have a question. Why is Manny Jason Rodriguez? Kidd? Like, what makes Jason Kidd the right coach? I actually,
former Nick, that's why.
Like, is he like an X and O guy, a vibe guy, a person? I know he gets along with some superstars and not with others. Like, why is Jason Kidd so, this?
I think
prized
the relationship with Jalen Brunson, is probably the big thing.
Well, I think the other part, and this was the pie in the sky, is that he's got this great relationship with Giannis, and that was always kind of the thing lurking. Now, I don't know if the Knicks are gonna be able to get Giannis. I don't, but that was always like Giannis. When Kidd was in Milwaukee, Giannis said, "I'll save your job. Like if you want me to," it was always Giannis got word that Kidd was going to get fired before Kidd did.
Yeah,
went to him and said, "If you want, I'll go to the organization. I'll save you." And Kidd said, "Don't worry about it."
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be hard for them to get Giannis, so they'd be stuck with Kidd and no Giannis.
Well, these are the theories, though. You're asking what makes Kidd attractive. That was one of them.
I also think that like he really endeared himself that one year when he was in New York. You know, Jamie Dolan personally recruited him to the Knicks as a player. He played well until he couldn't make a jump shot for a month, which was right on time for the playoffs.
Right.
And, you know, they didn't have a chance of making the head coach because they already had a head coach. But I think had they fired Mike Woodson for some strange reason, I think that Jason Kidd would have been the head coach coming right out of retirement. He was very well liked when he was here. So I think that this is Dolan in the front office probably saying, well, we liked him years ago. Like, let's bring him in now. Now he's an accomplished head coach.
We all remember Jason Kidd's tenure in New York as a Knick.
I think that you'd also have to ask, though, who's Dallas going to hire? It's not just a New York story. You got Cooper Flagg coming in.
That's a good job.
You've got Anthony Davis for now. You've got
Kyrie coming back from injury.
We'll see about that. Now, Kyrie and Jason Kidd get along very well. Kidd gets a lot of credit for sort of Kyrie's resurgence. But Cooper Flagg, now you got the gift of maybe a rigged lottery. No, the gift of Cooper Flagg. If you're Dallas, there's a lot riding on this as well.
I feel like the trend in NBA right now is GM-run teams, kind of like baseball. Like, the GM builds a champion. Like, Missoula didn't do anything, and Mark Daigneault's not really a factor in this whole thing. It's Sam Presti, and it's Brad Stevens. Like, I don't think the coach is the key now. It's the GM, right? It's kind of like baseball, where the coach is sort of a caretaker. I mean, that might sound harsh, but I think that's a reality if you look at the recent champions.
Then why'd Thibodeau get fired?
Because he's not a caretaker. He's not doing what the GM wants. He's not doing what any GM would want.
That's true. I definitely agree with that.
He's too much of a set in his ways type.
Yeah, and I think Mike Malone was too much of a, like, I'm going to do things my way guy.
Well,
I think that GM got fired too.
I think Mark Daigneault.
Yeah, Mark Daigneault is the ultimate current NBA coach in the sense that no one knows who the heck that guy is. Like, I think you need to build, that's just my take, and maybe as a nerd, that's what we always want to think. I mean, Howie Roseman is the ultimate NFL GM now. I think, like, this GM-run teams in the age of analytics are a thing, and I think that's what, isn't that what the NBA is now? Maybe I'm missing it.
I don't think you're wrong, because who the hell is Jordan Ott, and he just got the job in Phoenix.
Well, yeah, but that was after two championship coaches who we did know that they...
Yeah.
That's also, he also had the right resume, which is he went to Michigan State.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Video coordinator for Michigan State. Right. If you're not a Spartan, don't even come to Phoenix. You can't even get a hotel room there.
And no one's asking what Daigneault does, though, in OKC. You mentioned the Eagles. Like, he's not Nick Sirianni level. Like,
what do you do around here?
I think there's one Hall of Famer between the GM and the coach there, and that is Sam Presti, right?
Well, I guess.
I see a lot of people talking about a brilliant roster around Daigneault, not Daigneault's moves.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been playing great defense.
Yeah, Presti's playing awesome. He's done an awesome job.
I feel like
he's one of the best GMs in sports.
Yeah,
he also got almost a decade to figure it out and basically fleece every other team in the league for all these picks that now end up working out. He could be very patient. I mean, did you think getting Paul George there was a great idea for OKC? But they end up flipping it to the Clippers, and then they get all these picks and they get Shea. Like, if Sam Presti was in New York or LA, he would have never gotten that time.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Daigneault in game one, by the way, he let that game go. He didn't do a great job at all. I think, like, he screwed up that game. He should have told Shea to pass the ball because the whole team was losing it in the fourth quarter.
Right, and I understand that Presti is the bigger, better person, like, historically speaking, at the moment, but I don't think the stories in OKC are, like, that he's just sitting on the bench watching them play and doing nothing.
Yeah, they definitely run a defensive system that is different than most of the NBA. Like, if they play Tibbs' system, they would be playing a lot different, right? Like, they're protecting the paint, they're giving up corner threes. Like, they don't play like most other teams. I'm not saying another coach couldn't have done that,
yeah,
but I don't think he deserves no credit.
888-710-4ISN. Let me jump in here. Thank you so much, Bogish. Coming up, talk about rookies being empowered. We got one who just took aim at his own organization yesterday. First day mandatory 3-day minicamp, and the rookie comes out firing at his own team. And we're all pretty much on his side. We'll get to that next, M&P.
And let's not...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get shallow.
Well, we got rookies calling out their own teams. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Stewart, Pearl.
Yep.
The latest, 17th overall pick, Texas A&M, pass rusher. Get signed by the Bengals. Okay, good thing, right? Positive. Bengals need some defense. You got Burrow, you got Chase, you got T. Higgins. The offense is going to be good. Joe Burrow put together actually an amazing year, and the fact that they didn't make the playoffs was embarrassing for the Bengals and just shows how much the defense was lacking. So here you go. You got Shamar Stewart. Well, it's not going that awesome. He's not practicing right now because his contract is not signed. And he says that he's done nothing wrong in this holdout.
Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer.
Right. So what he's saying basically is that there's some language in the contract that is not in line with what the Bengals have signed their last two first-round picks to. So all he's saying is, I want the same contract that you signed Amarius Mims and Miles Murphy, both guys who were taking later than Shamar Stewart, and he wants the same stuff. And apparently, according to him, and it's his word versus nobody because the Bengals haven't said anything yet, is that there's language in there that's different. And he said basically that the team is trying to win arguments instead of winning football games, which is a direct shot right between the eyes at the Bengals for a team that has been criticized in the past, Pearl, for being cheap.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of reporting that the Bengals want a clause in the contract where if he basically doesn't play for them at the end of his rookie contract, they get to keep the money, the void years. So I don't think he's making this up. And he's right. The previous guys haven't signed it. Most teams don't make you do that. So he has a case. But this is, as you said, as you started, this is shaping up to be a disaster. First of all, if there's any single first round pick who needs a camp, it's this dude. He couldn't do anything in college. He was this fast, tall, strong guy who never, ever, ever sniffed the quarterback at Texas A&M. So he's got to learn how to pass rush. This is a disaster for this defense. And it makes me think the Bengals, once again, have no idea what they're doing.
More from Stewart. Wishes he could say what's happening behind the scenes in the negotiations, but he's got to be a little careful.
If I really wanted to say, yeah, I can't say what I really want to say, but it's their contract. They can do what they want with it.
Right. So basically just saying, like, if they want to do amend this and if they want me to, if they want to get this done, we could do it. Now, listen, Shamar Stewart's not the only rookie who doesn't have a signed contract. There are other guys out there, but I'm going to be honest. I didn't hear, you know, Hunter saying anything about it yesterday. I didn't see Maxwell Hairston from my Buffalo Bills, Jahad Campbell from your Eagles.
But they're all practicing.
Right. Well, he's there. He's just not practicing.
But he's not practicing because those guys, I think they have insurance, but if they get hurt, that...
Well, I'm assuming Shamar Stewart does too. No?
I think he does. I think there's an issue with that too. Like, I don't think he has the insurance. I'm not sure why he's not practicing, but I think he's unusual in the sense that those guys are out there running around taking reps. And this is bad. This is a defense that doesn't want to pay their one good player, Trey Hendrickson. They let their other good player go in free agency, Jesse Bates, a couple years ago. You look at that depth chart on defense, and it is terrible.
Okay. I agree with you, and I think that it is the Bengals' fault for this. I've said this, and I'll maintain it. I think Joe Burrow has a hand in this.
Why?
And I heard him yesterday also saying, listen, he wants the defense to be better, but at the end of the day, you win and lose games with your quarterback. And I just think
He said that?
Yes, and I just think that is not necessarily true. It is in a global sense, but if it was just about the quarterback, then the Bengals would have been a Super Bowl contender last year, and they didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow might have said that, taking the blame, but there's no doubt that defense has to be better.
That's what I'm saying, though. I think that Burrow was so adamant about Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, his two guys, right? And Ja'Marr Chase was a top pick for the Bengals. You can understand they definitely want to re-sign him. They absolutely should have. T. Higgins, though, there's an alternate universe where T. Higgins was tradable at one point. They could have gotten a return. And I think Burrow, the organization messed it up, but also Burrow was so adamant. He's doing media tours talking about T. Higgins and how much he wants him back. Yeah. When you know that the Bengals, A, don't have unlimited funds. They are one of those teams that's, you know, has to be a little careful about the cash spending versus all the, you know, what's in the coffers. And secondly, Burrow takes up a ton of their salary cap. He has not structured his own contract in a way that could be maximum beneficial to the team, which is weird because that doesn't compute with everything we know about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, Mr. Ohio, Mr. Team First, his contract takes up a more of a percentage of their salary cap than Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. There are things they could do that to have a little relief on the biggest contract, and so far they haven't done that yet. So, like, I think Joe's
totally blameless here. Just so clear here, you're totally, that's, okay.
I'm just saying.
You don't blame the Bengals front office for the way they built this defense.
Of course you do. Of course you do. I'm just saying that I think that Burrow also put a lot of pressure on the team for not just Chase. Chase is
you weren't
going to
pay Ja'Marr Chase?
I mean, no, you are going to pay Chase. I'm saying T. Higgins. They have two of the highest paid wide receivers.
Yeah, but they definitely, like, all the reports are they kind of fleece T. Higgins. Like, they could get out of this by next year. Look up the T. Higgins contract as we're team friendly next to it. They basically kind of played with his tag, gave him the version of the franchise tag in the contract. So that's not going to kill him. That's no excuse at all.
Well, Burrow's contract is not team friendly.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, the Eagles played Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith and Saquon. Well, not really Saquon Barkley, but they pay two receivers and a quarterback and lots of other guys. The Bengals are cash cheap. They don't have a plan. Their owner says stupid stuff about contracts. They have screwed this up from get-go.
888-710-4ISN. Still think the Bengals are a Super Bowl contender? Coming up, got some news for you on Coach Prime.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.